Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 44, Ratha Yatra, Episode 19, Kirtan and Prasadam. All around Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees performed congregational chanting, and just like a maddened lion, Lord Chaitanya danced in the middle. As usual, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced, there was perspiration, trembling, fading, tears, jubilation, and roaring. Indeed, the tears from Lord Chaitanya's eyes washed his body and those in front of him. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu washed the bodies of all the devotees with the tears from his eyes. The tears poured like rains in the month of Shravan. The sky was filled with the great and loud chanting of Sankirtan, and the earth itself shook from the jumping and dancing of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always liked the loud chanting of Swarup Damodar. Therefore, when Swarup Damodar sang, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and jumped high in jubilation. Thus, Lord Chaitanya chanted and danced for some time. Finally, understanding the circumstances, Lord Chaitanya stopped. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then ordered Sri Gopal, the son of Advaita Acharya, to dance. But while dancing in ecstatic love, Sri Gopal fainted and fell to the ground unconscious. When Sri Gopal fainted, Advaita Acharya hastily took Gopal upon his lap. And seeing that he was not breathing, Advaita Acharya became very much agitated. Advaita Acharya and others then began to chant the holy name of Lord Nrsinga and sprinkle water. The roaring of this chanting was so great that it seemed to shake the entire universe. But when the boy still did not regain consciousness after some time, Advaita Acharya and the other devotees began crying. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu placed his hand on the chest of Sri Gopal and said loudly, "Gopal, stand up!" As soon as Gopal heard the voice of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, immediately he came to his senses. All the devotees then began to dance, chanting the holy name of Hari. This incident has been described in detail by Vrindavana Das Thakur, and therefore I have described it only in brief. So after taking rest, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the devotees departed to take their bath. After bathing, Lord Chaitanya stood on the bank of the lake and put on dry garments. After offering obeisances to Lord Nrsingha, whose temple was nearby, Lord Chaitanya entered a garden. And in the garden, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down with the other devotees. Vaninath Roy then came and brought all kinds of Mahaprasadam. Kashi Mishra and Tulsi, the superintendent of the temple, brought as much prasadam as 500 men could eat. Seeing the large quantity of prasadam, which consisted of rice, cakes, sweet rice, and a variety of vegetables, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very satisfied. Among the devotees present with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there was Paramananda Puri, Brahmananda Bharati, Advaita Acharya, and Nityananda Prabhu. Acharya Ratna, Acharya Nidhi, Srivash Thakur, Gadadhara Pandit, Shankara, Nandana Acharya, Raghava Pandit, and Vrakreshwara were also present. Receiving permission of Lord Chaitanya, Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya sat down. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all of his devotees sat on raised wooden seats. In this way, all the devotees sat down to take their lunch in consecutive lines, one beside the other. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu repeatedly called out, "Haridas! Haridas!" And at that time, standing at a distance, Haridas Thakur spoke as follows, "Oh, let Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu take his lunch with all the other devotees. Since I am abominable, I cannot sit down among you. So later, Govinda will give me prasadam just outside the door." Understanding his mind, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not call Haridas again. Swarup Damodar Goswami, Jagadananda, Damodara Pandit, Kashiswar, Gopinath, Vaninath, and Shankara all distributed prasadam, and the devotees chanted the holy names at intervals. Just as Lord Sri Krishna had previously taken his lunch in the forest of Vrindavan, that very pastime was remembered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And just by remembering the pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna, Lord Chaitanya became agitated with ecstatic love. But considering the time and circumstance, Lord Chaitanya remained somewhat patient. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke, "Yes, you can give me the ordinary vegetable known as lafra vyanjana, and you may deliver to all the devotees the better preparations like cakes, sweet rice, and amrita gutika." Lafra vyanjana is many vegetables boiled together and then a chinka or chaunce is added, consisting of spices like cumin, black pepper, and mustard seed. Since Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is omniscient, Lord Chaitanya knew what types of preparations each devotee liked. Lord Chaitanya therefore had Swarup Damodar deliver these preparations to each devotee to his full satisfaction. Jagadananda went to distribute prasadam, and suddenly Jagadananda placed all the first-class preparations on the plate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when such nice prasadam was put on the plate of Lord Chaitanya, outwardly Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very angry. Nonetheless, when the preparations were placed on Lord Chaitanya's plate, sometimes by tricks and sometimes by force, inwardly Lord Chaitanya was satisfied. When the food was thus delivered, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked at it for some time. But being afraid of Jagadananda Pandit, Lord Chaitanya finally ate something. For Lord Chaitanya knew that if he did not eat the food offered by Jagadananda, Jagadananda Pandit would certainly fast. And being afraid of this, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ate some of the prasadam which Jagadananda offered. Swarup Damodar Goswami then brought some excellent sweetmeats and, standing before Lord Chaitanya, offered them to him. Then Swarup Damodar said, "Just take a little of this Mahaprasadam and see how it is that Lord Jagannath has accepted it." Upon saying this, Swarup Damodar Goswami placed some food before Lord Chaitanya, and the Lord, out of affection, ate it. Swarup Damodar and Jagadananda again and again offered Lord Chaitanya some food. Thus, they behaved affectionately with Lord Chaitanya. This was very, very uncommon. Lord Chaitanya made Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya sit on his left side, and when Sarvabhauma saw the behavior of Swarup Damodar and Jagadananda, Lord Chaitanya smiled. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also wanted to offer Sarvabhauma first-class food. Therefore, out of affection, Lord Chaitanya had the servers put first-class food on his plate again and again. Gopinath Acharya also brought first-class food and offered it to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya while speaking sweet words. And after serving the Bhattacharya with first-class prasadam, Gopinath Acharya spoke, "Just consider what the Bhattacharya's previous mundane behavior was. Just consider how at present the Bhattacharya is enjoying transcendental bliss. Oh, my dear Gopinath, I was simply a less intelligent logician. But by your grace, I have received this opulence of perfection. But for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is so merciful, Lord Chaitanya has converted a crow into a Garuda. Who could be so merciful? In the association of the jackals known as logicians, I simply continue to bark a resounding
bhej, bhej.
Now, from this very same mouth, I am chanting the holy names
Krishna, Hari.
Whereas I was once associated with the disciples of logic, who are all non-devotees, now I am merged in the waves of the nectarian ocean of the association of devotees." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, "From your previous birth, you have been in Krishna consciousness. Thus, you love Krishna so much that simply by your association, we are all developing Krishna consciousness. Thus, there is no one within these three worlds, save for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is always so willing to increase the glory of the devotees and give them satisfaction." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then took all the remnants of the food which was offered to Jagannath, such as cakes and sweet rice, and distributed them to all the other devotees, calling them individually. Sri Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu sat side by side, and when prasadam was being distributed, they engaged in a type of mock fighting. First, Advaita Acharya said, "Oh, I am sitting in line with an unknown mendicant, and because I am eating with him, I do not know what kind of destination is awaiting me. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the renounced order of life. Consequently, Lord Chaitanya does not recognize discrepancies. So, as a matter of fact, a sannyasi is not affected by eating food from anywhere and everywhere. For according to the Shastras, there is no discrepancy in a sannyasi's eating at another's house. But for a household of Brahmana like me, this kind of eating is faulty. It is not proper for householders to dine with those whose previous birth, family, character, and behavior are unknown." Immediately, Nityananda Prabhu refuted Srila Advaita Acharya, "You are a teacher of impersonal monism, and the monistic conclusion is a great hindrance to progressive, pure devotional service. One who participates in your impersonal monistic philosophy does not accept anything but the one Brahman. You are such a monist, and now I am eating beside you. I do not know how my mind will be affected in this way." Thus Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu both went on talking and praising one another, although their praise appeared negative, as if they were exchanging ill names. Thereafter, calling all the Vaishnavas, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed Mahaprasadam as if sprinkling nectar.
At that time, the mock fighting between Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu became more and more delicious. After taking lunch, all the Vaishnavas stood up and chanted the holy name of Hari, and the resounding noise filled all the upper and lower planetary systems. And after this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered flower garlands and sandalwood pulp to all of his devoted personal associates. The seven persons, headed by Swarup Damodar, who were engaged in distributing prasadam to the others, then took their meals within the room. Govinda had saved some remnants of food which was left by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and kept them carefully. Later, one portion of these remnants was delivered to Haridas Thakur. The remnants of food left by Lord Chaitanya were later distributed among devotees who begged for them. And then finally, Govinda himself personally took the last remnants. Thus, the fully independent Supreme Personality of Godhead performs various types of pastimes, and the pastime of washing and cleansing the Gundicha temple is but one of them. Recorded June 6, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Yuga Dharma Yutang Punar Nanda Sutang Dharani Suchitrang Bhava Bhavochitam Kanu Jnana Chitang Nija Vasa Yutang Pranamami Sachi Suta Gauravaram Pranamami Sachi Suta Gauravaram Yuga Dharma Yutang Punar Nanda Sutang Dharani Suchitrang Bhava Bhavo Chittam Chanu Jnana Chittang Nija Vasa Yutang Pranamami Sachi Suta Gauravaram Pranamami Sachi Suta Gauravaram Yuga Dharma Yutang Punar Nanda Sutang Dharani Suchitrang Bhava Bhavo Chittam Tanu Jnana Chittang Nija Vasa Yutang Pranamami Sachi Suta Gauravaram 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 Pranamami Sachi Suta Gauravaram
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is accompanied by his Sankirtan movement, which is the religious practice for this age of Kali. Gauranga Mahaprabhu is the son of Nanda Maharaj, come again. Lord Gaurahari is the extraordinarily brilliant ornament of this earth. Lord Chaitanya's preaching mood is suitably adapted to the cycle of birth and death. Sri Krishna Chaitanya's consciousness is fixed in meditation upon his own form as Krishna. Lord Chaitanya is always accompanied by his transcendental abode. Therefore, I bow down to Gaurahari, the beautiful son of Mother Sachi, who is known as Sri Sachi Sutta.
Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nanda Nayacha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Nama Pankaja Nabhaya Nama Pankaja Malane Nama Pankaja Netraya Namaste Panka Jangraye Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nanda Nayacha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Nama Pankaja Nabhaya Nama Pankaja Malane Nama Pankaja Netraya Namaste Pankajangraye Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nanda Nayacha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Nama Pankaja Nabhaya Nama Pankaja Malane Nama Pankaja Netraya Namaste Pankajangraye Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Govindaya Om Namo Bhagavate Govindaya Om Namo Bhagavate Govindaya 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 Namo Namaha Bhaja Govindam Bhaja Govindam Bhaja Govindam Mudhamate Om Namo Bhagavate Govindaya Om Namo Bhagavate Govindaya Om Namo Bhagavate Govindaya Govindaya Namo Namaha Govindaya Namo Namaha Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare